In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord directly states that he accepts vegetable foodstuffs from the hand of a pure devotee. Therefore, a human being should not only become a strict vegetarian, but he should also become a devotee of the Lord and offer to the Lord all his food, and only then partake of the prasadam, or mercy, of God. Such a devotee can properly discharge the duty of human life. Those who do not do so are eating only shrimps, and thus will be subjected to the different types of distress which are the result of the various shrimps.
Yeah, this is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. Our pre-conditioned life is so situated that in every state we are committing some sins. In every state. Without knowing, ignorant, because we are born ignorant. Well, Bhagavad says, parabhavastavat abodhajat. Abodhajat. Abodhajat means every living entity is born fools. Therefore, there are so many educational institutions. If the man born, maybe very high family or in high nation, but he is a fool. Otherwise, what is the necessity of so many educational institutions? It is a fact. So, that foolishness, when it is come to light, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parabhavastavad abodhajata javanna jigya satayatma tatyam. This foolishness will continue so long as he does not come to the platform of understanding self-realization. Otherwise, all these universities and institutions for imparting knowledge, they are continuation of the same ignorance and foolishness. Unless one comes to the point of understanding what I am, what is God, what is this world, what is my relationship, unless these questions come into one's heart, and there is no proper answer, he continues to be foolish, like animal, and is subjected to different species of life, transmigration from one body to another. This is it. So this is a very risky situation. I must be very comfortable that I am a spiritual master, or you may think very comfortable, I am born of a very rich nation and everything. But this status of my life is temporary. I will have to change. I will have to change. So if I do not change for the better, then my life is very risky. Suppose a healthy man, if he is in the society of contamination, is it not his life is very risky? He may be contaminated and infected by disease any moment. So, this ignorance should be dissipated. Here it is said that such a devotee can properly discharge his duty of human life. Those who do not do so are keeping only things. Bhunjante te abhanga papam, je pachyante atmakaranat. Anyone who is cooking for himself, the difference between of cooking here in this temple and in ordinary house is that in ordinary house that cooking seems. The cooking is that it appears that the same, these people are also cooking. But this cooking and that cooking is different. Here there is no seeing. Because it is being cooked for Krishna. Jagyat. Jagyat. Karma. Annatra. Beyond this field of activities. Krishna consciousness. Everything you are doing. pious or impious, you have become implicated to the laws of nature. Generally, you are being implicated in sinful activities, generally. And those who are little more cautious, they avoid sinful activities, they act pious activities. But in there is pious activities, he is implicated. This I have explained several times, that if a man is pious, he has to take his birth in rich family, Janmai Sadhyasurin, a very aristocratic family, rich family. He may become next life very learned, scholar, very beautiful. These are the results of pious activities. But pious or impious, you have to enter into the womb of Sammada. That tribulation is very severe, that you have forgot. That you have forgot. Either you take birth in a very rich family, aristocratic family, or you take birth in the animal womb. So the pangs of birth, death, disease and old age will continue. So Krishna consciousness movement means to make a solution of these four things, birth, death, old age and disease. So if we act sinfully and if we eat sinfully, then this life of birth, death, old age will continue. Otherwise, you can make a solution, and as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, after leaving this body, tattadeham punarjanmanai, he does not take birth again in this material world. Then where does he go? He finished? Just like body? No. Mamayati, he comes to me. Mamayati, he comes to me. And what is the benefit of going there? To you? To come back to me, that is the highest perfection of life. He does not come to this miserable world. So, we should be careful not to eat anything which is not offered to Krishna Prasad. That should be determinist. We cannot purchase things from the market and eat. No, that is not possible. We cannot eat. We can simply eat such things which are offered in the, to the deity, Krishna. That is, the jagnas is Krishna. Even if you have committed some things, by eating this prasadam, we counteract it. Mutyante sarvakirmisa. Yajna asista, the asista means the remnants of foodstuff. After offering yajna, if one eats, then mucchante sarva kirmi se, because our life is sinful, so we become freed from the sinful activities. How it is? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The ahankar sarva papi bhama krishna. If you surrender unto me, then I will give you protection from all sinful years. So if you make it a vow that I shall not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, that means it is a surrender. If you surrender to Krishna, my dear Lord, I shall not eat anything which is not offered to you. That vow is surrender. And because there is surrender, you are protected from the sinful years. All right. All right.